Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from 1 Chronicles again, the passage we're studying and we have looked at the last couple of weeks and will today and next week. Chapter 4, beginning of verse 9. And again, reading out of the New King James Version translation. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Today we look at Jabez again, and this time his third request of God, that your hand would be with me, or as another translation says, that your hand would be upon me. It always reminds me of a trip years ago when Linda and I visited Busch Gardens in Tampa with Nathan and Amy, and at the time, our only granddaughter, Hannah. It was a beautiful and glorious day. And even more wonderful, seeing all the exhibits and the animals through the eyes of our precious Hannah. At one point during our visit, we came upon one of those huge playground towers. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. It's built above the walkways with ladders and slides and rope walkovers and hiding places, all towering high above the walkway below. By the excited sounds that began to come from Hannah when she saw that, and watching her bolt toward that apparatus, we knew we were going to be there for a while. Hannah, at the time about 5 years old and under her own power and by her own initiative, not needing my help, although I was right behind her in case of a misstep, she began to climb one of those ladders. She continued to make her way up the wooden platforms and stairs around and around and around to the very top. You could tell from her facial expression that she was pretty pleased with herself. But then, at the top of that tower, she stopped. Right there before her was a rope bridge that spanned the walkway below, leading to the tower on the other side and eventually to the path back down to her parents and her Mimi. It was one of those rope walkways you see in the movies, spanning gorges high above the river below. It must have looked just that way to Hannah if she saw one. At least at that moment, that's what she saw in her mind. And it looked pretty scary. She could see her daddy, her mommy, and her Mimi below through the ropes as they encouraged her to go ahead, to walk across the rope bridge. But she couldn't move, frozen, afraid to move forward, afraid to move back, stuck. I suspect all of us have been there at some point in our lives, haven't we? Maybe we find ourselves at such a point today, standing in front of an intimidating expanse of rope bridge. We know we need to cross, and if our fear of the height, with seemingly no safety net below, isn't enough to stall our journey, the winds of difficulty blowing against us are too strong, the rain blinding our view is too intense, or the thunder and lightning and the gathering storm clouds of criticism and uncertainty all seem too great to consider even taking one more step. Maybe we find ourselves at a point where we're having trouble making ends meet, or a family member struggling to find their way. Another failure or missed opportunity has left us feeling and having a sense of hopelessness for the future. We've missed again, living up to the expectations of others, perhaps. Perhaps an illness hits someone we love. Maybe we're at a crossroads and need a gentle nudge, or maybe a little bit more than that. We're struggling with something that someone did to us, or a mistake we made that we just can't let go of or get beyond. Whatever it is, at whatever point we find ourselves, there are times in our lives that we just can't seem to find the power to go on, to step out, and to make it across or over whatever gorge or valley, mountain or challenge is before us. And under our own power, we'll probably fall short and end up in the river below. But then there's the example of Jabez, again reminding us of what to do next, how to handle what we face. Jabez, the name he'd been given, meant pain, or he will cause pain. And it was at a time in Hebrew history when names were thought to define one's future, and in many cases became self-fulfilling prophecies. So by Hebrew standards of the day, Jabez was destined to be a loser in life. But we also saw that Jabez was a bit of a rebel and refused to accept what the culture of the day said that his name forecast for him. He wanted more from life and for his life, but not by his power, but with God's power. Jabez had learned about a God who freed his forefathers from slavery, carried and cared for them, and caused the seas to part and led them to the promised land. And Jabez believed that this same God wanted to take his ordinary life and make it extraordinary, to help him over, around, and through difficult moments, to be all God created him to be and to do all that God intended for him to do, with God's power and with God's hand upon him. And so he prayed, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." And then the third part of his prayer that we're looking at today, that your hand would be with me. Jabez prayed that God's hand would be upon him. He believed that there was power in the Father's touch for his life. The power of the Father's touch. Maybe you don't feel it right now. Maybe it's been a while since you felt the hand of the Father on you and felt a peace in your soul knowing his hand was in fact upon you. But haven't you known it before? Haven't you felt it in a parent or a friend or someone else who cared or who stayed up all night with you while you were sick? Maybe through another friend who stood beside you when no one else would and all hope had seemed to vanish. Someone who pointed out to you the way you should go when everyone else walked away. Haven't you felt it in a hand holding yours at a difficult moment, or heard it in a voice of encouragement reminding you how much God loves you, how much he cares for you and has planned for you in the future? Or maybe you felt it in a prayer for healing and comfort. If we stop long enough and pause to look up, we can each remember that at one time or another recently, we have all felt the Father's touch, a touch we need to feel again today and tomorrow and always, for there's power in his touch to carry us and guide us on into new opportunities under the renewing and refreshing sunshine of promise, which always, always follows the clouds of difficult moments that we go through. And so there we stood at the top of that huge playground tower, Hannah and I, high above the walkway in Busch Gardens. Hannah standing nervously at the edge of that rope bridge, and me right behind her as she looked back and forth across the length of that intimidating expanse of rope bridge. After standing there for a moment, reflecting on her situation, and overwhelmed, it would seem, by what she had to be feeling, she looked back over her shoulder at me with a calm in her face and reached back and up toward me in a gesture which was asking her granddaddy to help her, to touch her, to put my hand upon her. And so taking both of her hands in mine, she did something she'd never done before. And with my touch, with my hands upon her, and now dependent upon my power, which she trusted because of her past experiences with me, together we enlarged her territory and crossed the rope bridge together. Jabez asked that God's hand would be with him, and he knew that it would be. What rope bridges are you standing before today? You know in your better moments that God is there to help you across them into all the possibility and the opportunity stretched out before you and into the sunshine of a brand new day. So let me suggest that you just look up, reach out, and take his hand in yours and move forward together with him into all he created you to be and wants you to be and do in the days ahead. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for the life of Jabez. He's only in two verses in the entirety of Scripture. But wow, what a couple of verses they are and what a life it is that we learn from. Thank you for his example. And especially today, Lord, the reminder that your hand is upon us. It's always upon us. Help us to remember that. There to help us walk across those rope bridges, to get through whatever we face, the storms, the uncertainty, the rain that blinds us, all that's before us, that your hand is always upon us, moving us forward, helping us, guiding and directing us. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. And we step out today together with you to be all that you created us to be and on the way to help others to become all you created them to be as well. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.